I dig it.
Hey, folks, pop quiz. What is this up here on the screen? It's a boat? It's a speedboat?
I was just totally standing in the bed. He needs audio.
It's something more than that. No, it's not mine. Something more than that. I'm not going to steal the thunder, though. But you know, just watch for that one. Okay, did you have a good lunch? Kind of hard to get the buzz to stop, huh? You getting any good ideas? You feeling like you can do it, too? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I tell you what, folks, you are in for a treat with our next speaker. He came to the Internet a couple years ago not professing to be an Internet guru at all, professing to have skills and abilities because he was a musician. The best thing that he could ever do was work back in the old days with very expensive recording equipment. He would cut music for people, cut jingles so that he got to play, right? That's how you do it around there. But I'll tell you what, that really positioned him to be exactly what he is today. He is a leader in making simple internet audio and video. And it's more than you dream. He's going to show that to you. You know, right now we think of internet audio as there's a button on the website and it talks, right? And we think about internet video as there's a button on the website and we see a little picture and it talks. You're going to get more. So let's make sure this entertainer feels very, very welcome. Let's give a big round of applause for Mike Stewart.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, UK. The picture up there is, that's my office. That's my recording studio. It's for sale because I'm looking for a bigger one. But I love being there. That's one of the things about learning internet marketing is your business is where you are. And that's why what you're going to get from the rest of the speakers is very, very important. But, you know, you're going to learn about marketing from the other speakers. And what I'm going to spend the next 90 minutes talking to you about is even a little more in-depth about product creation. Because product creation, if you have something, don't have something to sell online, how are you going to get paid? And one of the best ways to have unique products is to learn to use the tools that I'm going to demonstrate up here so you can have products that are completely unique to you. One of the reasons I think the Internet didn't have the big dot-bomb era was people were trying to sell things that you could go locally and get. You know, dog food is available everywhere. So I never understood how dogfood.com was not a good idea. Well, I know that wasn't a good idea. You can buy dog food anywhere. But what you can't buy is the expert, the information that's in your head. If you, everyone out there is an expert or a guru of something they're passionate about. And what these tools are going to be is to show you how you can pull what's in your head and make it duplicatable and replicatable and delivered over the web. So we're going to show you a whole lot of different methods. So let's get my presentation underway here.
Hello, my name is Sago Banao, the talking microphone, and I live in France. I know this is true because my owner's name is Napoleon Hill. I must be French. Anyway, I am here to help you better understand the audio and video guy. I want you to know the power of audio, and I want you to know the power of video, especially with using a microphone like me. So may I introduce to you my owner, Mr. Napoleon Hill.
Thank you, Sago Banao, for that fine intro. But we do not live in France. Crazy microphone. Folks, I am Napoleon Hill, and I wrote Think and Grow Rich. But I was just a reporter of the greatest financial philosophy of all times. I taught about being decisive in nature. I taught about creating a burning desire, having a mastermind group to learn from, or taking action to become successful and wealthy. Well, listen to my friend Mike Stewart to help you make the decision to learn audio and video creation. With a burning desire to succeed, take the action now to get the most out of his presentation today. So, I present to you the Internet Audio Guy and the Internet Video Guy.
Well, thank you, Napoleon.
wonderful that you can have an introduction by a guy that's been dead for 30 years, but through the miracle of multimedia, through the miracle of recording, anything is possible if you have that knowledge that you want to create in a format that can be delivered. So let's talk about what we're going to learn today, assuming this thing works. First thing, how audio and video products make you more money because people pay more for them and they're easy to produce. You can create a printed book or write a book. Just the thought of sitting down and writing a book sounds like a term paper to me. It sounds like the thing that I avoided so hard in high school. Is that the Alex Mendozian told me it's shorter from the brain to the mouth than it is from the brain to the fingers to type. So if you learn to record audio, you can get information faster and quicker, and it's a higher perceived value product. And there's some really fun things they're going to be talking about video. So learning to create audio and audiovisual products, even if you're an expert and have a printed book, which there's nothing wrong with that. Books sell for $9 to $29, but e-books and audios can be charged as much as $30 to $100. And then when you get into DVDs, DVD home study courses are a whole lot more money. So it is a proven fact that that the same information that people paid $9 for. The truth of the matter was when Think and Grow Rich came out, I bought the book for $9.95 as a paperback. And until I bought the audio CDs, the principles never made any sense to me. And I'm going to tell you about that why in a few moments. I want to prove that multimedia closes sales for you online and offline. I've been testing this, I'm doing this, and it makes a big difference. I love the copywriters. They are my mentors. But I am really poor and don't have the patience to type a sales letter. Thank God for sales letter generator, which makes it easier, but that still involves typing. What I do is, and I'm going to show you today, is how to make web infomercials that will help sell your products. And so there's other applications. You can create products with the same technology, and you can create content for websites that will help sell your products. I want to show you how to do video online that sells, teaches, and builds online relationships with prospects. I call them web infomercials. I don't know if you have them, but we're inundated with them in the States where products are being sold over TV. We have two big TV networks that do nothing but sell products. And they're still in business, have been for many years, because people will sit there and watch the infomercials and be sold and will put their credit card in over the telephone. You can do the same thing from your .com address. And if you learn to create audio, if you learn to create what's called an MP3 audio file, which is what we're going to be dealing with for the next 90 minutes, there's a phenomenon that was created here in England by a man named Adam Curry, and it's called podcasting. And it involves the popularity and the ever-growing numbers of, if you look everywhere, portable MP3 audio and now soon portable video players are becoming very, very plentiful. People are buying them all over the world, and there's a way for you to push your content for money to these mobile devices. We're going to talk about that and demonstrate that. So, I'm going to give you some facts. I'm going to give you some proof that it's worth your time to at least consider. If you're going to make an information product, if you're going to make something unique to you, or if you're going to sell physical products that you need to make in audio or video information. You heard Armin say that he was able to sell that piece of real estate faster by putting an audio button on there. Well, I'm going to tell you the reasons, the psychology reasons why audio and audio visuals work so well. In, as far as it gets into selling, conversion, and all the other things you're going to be learning about from the other speakers. 35% of the world, 35% of human beings are auditory learners. They consume information best and sometimes only in an auditory format. I'm living proof of it. I read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich 5 times. I never understood a flipping thing he was talking about. I bought the audio CDs 4 years ago, and it changed my life. I understood the mastermind principle from hearing it, not reading about it. So therefore, you're going to miss 35% of your audience if you don't replicate your information in an auditory format. That could be the sales letter. That could be enhancing the sales letter. In fact, Armin said all he did was read the content that was there in text. Well, I don't know about the UK, but Americans are lazy. They don't read. You have to spoon feed them this information. So if you learn to replicate that content in an auditory format, you increase your chances of communicating with them. People retain more from listening. This is everybody. People who read don't remember as much as when they hear the information. And when they see and hear it, it's even multiplied more. So there's all. These are the defenses for learning to make multimedia or audiovisual information. Audio and video content is portable. People, it was interesting. We were in downtown London, and I was counting the people with earphones in their ears, listening to content. Not one of them was walking down the street reading a book. So that proved to you the fact that, and in fact, I learn in the car. That is my university. That's where I get most of my downtime is being used in the car. In Atlanta, we have lots of traffic. So we can be in a car if we go somewhere as much as an hour or two. And rather than listening to mindless content, it's a great opportunity for me to stick in some content that I get benefits my life. So that's where I learned about internet marketing. I got audio programs from internet marketers, and I got inspired to start my business from listening to the audio content they sold me. Thank God what they produced was so poor that I said, these guys need me. If it had been great production, I might have had a missed opportunity. So CDs and DVDs are easier and cheaper to produce than ever before. Mike Blacktop, if he's not in here, I'm going to smack him because I told him I'd tell you about Mike Blacktop. Well, anyway, he is a UK fulfillment. If you create a master of your content that you want to sell, there are so many automated ways to have that content duplicated and drop shipped. We do an audio CD from one of our websites, and we have an American duplicator that the order goes right from my Autopilot Rich's shopping cart to the fulfillment house, and it is shipped before the end of the day, and we do nothing. It's completely automated. So when you get into CDs, books, and printed books, there are systems to where you don't have to do any work. You can outsource those type of things. And it's cheaper than it's ever been before in the history of duplication. And the Internet is now more multimedia functional than ever in the history of technology because of, and this is the two things, just like Jenny said, these are two things that I want you to remember about my presentation, of MP3 audio and Flash multimedia. These are the two technologies, these are the two geeky things that make this wonderful opportunity exist for us all. It doesn't matter, you don't have to understand how it works, you just have to understand that when somebody says, when you tell them to click on that audio button and it starts playing sound, or click on that button and the video starts showing like when Brett showed a video this morning that he made in his room, it's because of these technologies. So that if somebody says, how does that work, you can at least know, well, it's because of MP3 audio and Flash multimedia. Whee! Now, audio products start with a great microphone, a pro computer interface, and a quiet room. If you have those three elements and you already own a computer, the computer is 50% of the process, and these other elements are what makes it work. A great microphone creates a fidelity, or what we call broadcast quality audio. You can buy a cheap microphone at an office store, or we have in America Radio Shack. I don't know if you have Radio Shack here or not, but those microphones are called consumer quality, and it is detectable, the differences. However, if you get a broadcast quality microphone like the one I'm going to demonstrate up here today, you can get studio quality, like what people used to pay $100 an hour plus years ago to create their audio products. Audio products, information products, have been around since the 40s when Earl Nightingale created The Strangest Secret, which started the Nightingale Conant Company, which is probably one of the most successful audio information companies in the world. They have Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn and several other huge speakers. But that was all because they did take the time to go and create a high-quality, high-fidelity recording with editing capabilities. And I'm going to show you in a minute how easy that is to do. The second piece of the puzzle is you can't plug a professional microphone like this straight into a computer. Computers were not designed to connect with professional audio equipment. This box right here, which is sitting right here, my iPod's on top of it, this little box right here allows the microphone to talk to the computer, and it converts the sound of my voice or whatever gets put into the microphone into the zero and ones that get recorded to my hard drive as an MP3 audio file. Then the final piece of the puzzle. Whoa.
It's Sago by now again.
Oh, God.
Let me demonstrate to you a good microphone like me, s'il vous plaît.
This voice file was recorded with a studio quality microphone.
And a cheap microphone.
This voice file was recorded with a cheap computer microphone.
Thanks a lot, Sago. Okay. Well, he wanted you to know the difference because, you know, he is the good microphone. He wanted you to know the difference. So hopefully you can tell that if you use a quality microphone. The final piece of the puzzle is using software. Now, there's literally hundreds of choices of software out there, but my whole mission is to help people understand what I think is the easiest to learn right off the bat. Sony makes a product called SoundForge. Now, this is for PC only. Macintosh users, there are solutions out there for you. But since PC pretty much dominates the market, that's why I only do it in this presentation. But don't worry, Mac users, there are solutions like Pro Tools and Sound Recorder. GarageBand is another one for Mac. But this is what I recommend for a newbie. Now, that doesn't mean it's the only software in the world. It's just one that's stable. There's support for it. It's proven. It's been around years, and it's a great program. Now, what can you do if you have this $79 U.S. program? So I guess what's that, 30 pounds? You can make CD tracks for an audio CD. You can make the audio for those web buttons that you see all the web and marketers put on the website. You can record them. You can edit. Editing is the piece of the equation to where you can sound intelligent throughout your whole product. Okay? You know, you can get rid of the smart. I'm smart. So you would edit out all that before then. We'll show you how that works. You can do the fun thing called ripping audio CDs. That's what all the teenagers know how to do. They go buy an audio CD and you can extrude from that MP3 files. Now, we're going to show you why you'd want to know to do that. For instance, let's say you bought the rights to some old content on CD, or you bought, I had a gentleman earlier talking about it. He said he has a whole lot of audio content on cassette tape. He wants to make it available online. He wants to make it available in a digital format. Well, the SoundForge and the interface will allow you to transfer that audio or rip it from a CD and convert it into the MP3 format. So ripping CDs is another function of the software. Capturing for analog, such as cassettes, that's exactly, you know, what he had an interest in. He sees an opportunity. He said he had over 500 hours of audio, and the only place it exists is on a cassette. You know, immediately he can have an internet business if that content is of value to people that want to buy it, even though the only master source is a cassette. So, before I get into adding music, I'm going to show you how to record with those particular items that we just reviewed. Now, we're going to take the audio editing test with everybody. How many of you can write a paragraph or a sentence in a word processor such as Microsoft Word? Raise your hands. That looks like pretty much everybody. Now, how many of you can highlight a word or a sentence? Okay. How many of you can find the delete key on your keyboard and push it? Okay. And then how many of you can go, oops, I didn't mean to do that, and find the undo button? Okay. Now, everybody is a certified audio editor. That's pretty much it. The theory is you record a bunch of stuff, you take out what's bad, and what's left good is your product. So we'll demonstrate this. It has a record button here, very much like a tape recorder. These green little bars says my microphone is working. And I hit this little button right here when I'm ready to go. Hi, this is Mike Stewart, and made a mistake. There's a function on here called the M key for Mark. I guess they made M, Mark. Okay, that's why. Mark. Hi, this is Mike Stewart, and I'm at the World Internet Summit near Heathrow Airport. You know, where John Paul George and Ringo left 41 years ago. Did I tell anybody I'm a Beatle nut? I think I did. Now, you can see there's the marks that it made when I hit the M key. So all I have to do is I know that that's a mistake. I highlight it by clicking and dragging. I hit the delete key. Hi, this is Mike Stewart, and I'm at the World Internet Summit near Heathrow Airport. You know, where John Paul George, I can see that's my other mistake. I delete it, and there's my product. Now, multiply that by a handful of seconds. I mean, that was a very short piece, not a very popular product. But what if it was? You can sit here I recommend you do 4 or 5 minutes at a time, and you get your content captured, and then you have the ability to do more what's called post-production work to make it even a more compelling product. But there you go. There's the corrected, edited audio. Hi, this is Mike. Can you do this? Can everybody do this? Okay. So, how many have ever seen digital audio editing? I'm just curious. Okay. How many haven't ever seen that? Good. Now none of you can say that anymore. That's all there is to recording an MP3 audio file. That's all there is to being able to do a podcast. And there's a whole lot more. It just doesn't stop here. But, you know, audio CDs, I've got lots of friends. Stephen Pierce had a very successful audio CD just talking about his belief system, Jim Edwards. Several of the great internet marketers in America have made incredible amounts of money by recording the knowledge that's in their minds and getting it in a duplicatable fashion. Now, the other issue with... creating audio products is adding music. Always use royalty-free music or what's called buyout music. If you want to know sources for royalty-free music or buyout music, go to Google and search those keywords and you will find out there are literally hundreds of sources. There's a program that I'm not going to demonstrate today, but it's called Acid 5.0. You know, for my generation, that's probably not the best name in the world, but... but go search Acid 5.0 and you'll be amazed how much about music comes up in not the other world. So music used effectively will enhance your messages. And I want to show you the power of music. How even though if you create an incredible amount of spoken word content that's powerful, that you can enhance the message with music and you can also destroy it. But if you get royalty-free music... which, by the way, I'll go ahead and give you... here's some sources for royalty-free music. Musicbakery.com is not my site. I'm not an affiliate of it. I'm just telling you that it's a site I use, and they have a searchable database of some of the best-sounding, inexpensive royalty-free music. I'm a little partial to these other three websites because they're mine, but they're also sources of royalty-free music. This is how, as an internet marketer, I've been able to make money from music that I write, continue to write, and music I wrote years ago. Because those are digital download products. Those are products that you can create. If you're a musician, this is a way, the internet is a huge way to get paid directly and get paid fairly through the internet. Crank City is another good one, and royaltyfreemusic.com. So those are some great resources to find music of all types. You can't use a CD of your favorite artist. That's copyright infringement. That's also what's called piracy. So just remember that these resources give you the authority to duplicate and resell those that music. Let me show you. This is a piece of software called Mixcraft. When you record a narration in SoundForge, this is a great program to allow you to layer and mix music. Now, let's listen to this. This is copy. It's a very short piece of copy, but I want you to tell me if you think it's serious or funny.
This tape series deals with the delicate subject of avoiding the breakup of marriages and relations.
Okay. Is that a happy subject or a serious subject?
Serious.
Okay. So we can tell what kind of music should we use to put under this to make it be appropriate for our product. We should look for something that is serious, serene. There's all kinds of... verbiage that will help you conjure up the feelings, because I can control your emotions with music. If I use the right music, I can set the mood of my product. And when I set the mood to my listener, that enhances the value of my product. If I want people to be excited about something, I can use exciting music. If I want people to listen and be serious because this is a serious issue, that will enhance the emotional and the comprehension level of your product.
This tape series deals with the delicate subject of avoiding the breakup of marriages and relations.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Mike. Here today to discuss how to stay married. Just don't look at my history. You didn't need to show that. Thanks. Okay. Well. So, let me just show you. Now, that's copy, but let me show you how music, how powerful music is. That's the reason of this demonstration. If we put the wrong music on it, it will be the exact same message, the exact same verbiage. But listen what happens.
This tape series deals with the delicate subject of avoiding the breakup of marriages and relations.
All right. Is divorce camp ready? We're going to have fun today. Now, this is how we meet chicks. No. You're laughing. It's not. It was a serious subject. The copy didn't change. What changed? Well, and a couple other comments from the smart aleck, but that's different. That's why when you underscore with music and you do it and start learning how to really pick good music and legal music, the listener can be controlled. What's the scariest part of a movie sometimes. It's not. It's the sound effects and the music. Okay, what does C to C sharp mean to you folks, all the musicians? Half step. See, they're getting technical. No, it's da 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 da. Now what is it? It's a shark. C to C sharp has absolutely nothing to do with a shark. It's how Hollywood, the movie industry, music can bring back a feeling. Instruments can bring feelings. If you hear a sitar, you immediately think 60s. Thanks to George Harrison. I had to throw that in. My point is that if you learn to use music like paint, you can really control the emotions. I made you laugh, and I made you be serious for a minute just by changing the music. So learning where music is and learning how to enhance it, your voices, your voice products, is going to give you a big edge on how to create those kinds of products. All righty then. Let's see. Okay. Once you get a microphone, whether it's a cheap one or whether it's a great one, I recommend a great one, there are two more opportunities for you to create web content that sells and products that you can sell delivered over the web, and even better, delivered physically and shipped from a duplicator. Until recently, I was recommending a product called Camtasia. Camtasia is still a wonderful program. But the fellow that was here this morning talking about eBay, he came out with something called Screen Cam Generator. And it's an incredible product. It was built by marketers for marketers, and that's why I want to show you how it works. This is the kind of software where you can do what's called screen capture videos. And Articulate Presenter is another product I'm going to show you, how many people do PowerPoint? Do you know what PowerPoint is? I mean, that's what this is. I can take a PowerPoint with my microphone and turn it into a product in a matter of minutes. Something that used to take us as a Flash programmer days. Now, the reason all this stuff works is because of Flash and MP3. So, I want to show you this. I want to show you how this works. This is fun stuff. All right. This is the screen cam generator is competition, and I think superior in a lot of ways to the other way of doing screen capture. When you click on screen capture, you pick a portion of the screen. Now, what Brett was doing this morning with his screen capture, he was capturing pictures and off the web and talking about them and showing the website. So what you do, it's like a tape recorder. Let me make sure that the audio is set correctly so I don't have a silent. Okay, it's set properly. Good. And let's say I want to show people how to find the World Internet Summit at Google. Okay? That's what I'm going to make a product about. So I hit the record button, and I go, if you're looking for the World Internet Summit, you would type in World Internet Summit in Google and click on the search button. And then you'll see there it is, and that's called a pay-per-click Google ad. So I won't click on that because that would probably take some money out of Tom and Brett's pocket. So I won't click on that. But I could click on this one, and there you go, we're at the website. Now, everything I did, it captured my voice. And it will let me play it back as a movie. And I go, if you're looking for the World Internet Summit, you would type in World Internet Summit in Google and click on the search button. And then you'll see, there it is, and that's called a pay-per-click Google. Can you do this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Microphone, piece of software, sit here, think about stuff people want. That's the equation. Now, how would you turn this into a web page? Well, you got to take what that made, and you have to make it into what's called a Flash file. SWF is Shockwave Flash. I think that's what it stands for. Who cares? It just does. You find the little movie that we just made, which I think, and number one rule in computers, remember where you put stuff. It's always handy. I think it's in Documents and Settings. Mike Stewart. Well, shoot. Oh, I always do this. Let's see here. See what you do? Okay, My Documents. And let's see here. So I can go to My Documents. That's where I can find it. Okay. So you look in My Documents. Go to my desktop. My Documents. There it is. Test. That's what I called it. And I'm going to tell it to save it back to My Documents. You can put it anywhere on your computer that you like, but My Documents will work for now. All right. And I want to make it into a web page. So I hit to the next and tell it to generate. What it's doing now is taking that audio and that motion, that screen capture video, and converting it from the format that it was captured in into the Flash format. And that's going to take a little second here. But and another tip about screen captures is to be sure to, you know, never do more than a 5 minute to 6 minute piece. Break everything up into chunks. But I'm going to show you a really neat way that this software allows you to have unlimited chunks from a single web page. Okay, now that's just generated my Flash file. It took my capture and turned it into a Flash file. Then step three is I pick a player, whichever player I want. And let's say I want this standard player. I mean, it has a bunch of different cool players. And I hit Generate Web Page. Now, it's done. Now, here's what it would look like on the Internet. And I go, if you're looking for the World Internet Summit, you would type in World, and that's how easy it is to make a web page out of a screen capture video. Now, that can be, say, like Brett used it as sales content this morning to help sell the Internet Challenge seminar. Or it could be training. Or it could be whatever you want it to be. But it's that easy. Now, what's even more fun, I had to kind of be like the, you know, the cooking shows where they go, all right, now that's how you make the pie, but then all of a sudden comes a pie out of the oven, you know, it's all done. Well, I had to pre-do a little bit of stuff. But just imagine you had a whole lot of movies. Well, there is a... let me close out some of this stuff so I don't confuse my computer. There's another feature here called Media Generator. And what Media Generator does let me close them all here a second. Get some of this stuff done out. Okay, close. Oh no, there you go. Okay, Media Generator allows you to put unlimited movies on the same page. Now, here's some of my SoundForge tutorials that I use in my membership website. One of the things that's great about learning to make online multimedia and a way to make money from it is membership software. When you create a subscription website that you can put this kind of content and get a monthly subscription from many to all kinds of training that you can do. A lot of people are very successful with that. So you can add here as many little tutorials, 5 minute, 6 minute tutorials as you want. It doesn't matter how many you add. And then you're able to generate a web page. So let me show you what this looks like. So you hit generate media and then you preview it.
All right, what we're going to discuss here is how to edit out a mistake using SoundForge.
So it becomes like a little television
set.
What
we're going to demonstrate here is how to highlight
where you have the ability to have a scrollable menu. So one web page can have like hours of content of screen capture videos that could be navigated by your users in different menus. So it's a pretty powerful product. These are some features that the competition didn't do. Plus, there's affiliate marketing built into this. That's another thing that you're going to learn about affiliate marketing. There's opportunities that if you use this product, they will, if you refer customers to them, then you can make as much as almost $80 a sale. So every time you put up a player like this, there's the ability for you to put your affiliate link right there in that button. And if people are curious as to what's going on, see, they can click here to learn more. That will cookie you as the affiliate, and you can make money off the content you're selling. So there's all kinds of opportunities This was made by marketers, and that's why I think this is an incredible program to screen capture video. Everybody have enough on that? Because I'm going to move on. I got so much good stuff. I don't want to miss out on any of it. Okay, and the other feature here, too, if you wanted to take the same screen captures, and I'm not going to demonstrate this, but you could turn it into a duplicatable CD. So let's say you had 40 or 50 screen captures. This will make a duplicatable auto-run CD out of the same content. So you could sell the same content online, and you could sell it as a physical product. Now, PowerPoint. This is how easy it is to make a product out of PowerPoint. I'm going to pull a little PowerPoint. This is just a 3-slide, but it doesn't matter how many slides it is. It can be unlimited slides. All I have to do, Articulate Presenter allows me to record my narration with my good microphone to each slide. And this is all that's involved. I hit the record button and talk. Hi, today I want to teach you how to make PowerPoint presentations with audio. It's very simple if you own a good microphone. Then I can do that slide over and over again till I'm happy with it. Hi, today I want to teach you how to make PowerPoint presentations with audio. It's very simple if you own a good microphone. Once I've completed that slide, I advance to the next slide. This is accomplished by using Articulate Presenter from my website called shareyourpresentation.com. Articulate Presenter is a piece of software that turns your voice and your PowerPoint slides into Flash that can be viewed over dial-up. It's an amazing product that it creates products out of PowerPoint and audio. Go to the next slide. Now, once you create a presentation like this, you can put it on your website to help sell, you can turn it into a CD product, or you can actually email a link to it to help convince somebody of your, and it's not a good audio, but, you know, I'll do it again. You can put a link on the web, or you can actually put this presentation up online. It's an incredible way to create multimedia using PowerPoint, which people are already familiar with, and a microphone. Now, that's all there is to it. That's the steps. If you have the slides already built, in fact, if you don't even build PowerPoint slides, you can go to elance.com or rentacoder.com and probably hire somebody to do a PowerPoint slides for you and make them look great, and then all you got to do is voice them. You can record a live seminar like this and capture the audio from the live seminar in MP3 and chop it up into pieces and take your PowerPoint slides and turn it into a product. It's very simple to do yourself if you have the software. How do you make it into a web page? You click this one button called Publish. You can say, do I want to make a presentation for the Internet or do I want to make a presentation that I'm going to duplicate as a product on CD? I'm going to choose Presentation for the Web. You pick a template. It has lots of templates. I'm going to use this one for time's sake. But it's to change templates, you just pick the ones you like. It has the navigation for the slides. You hit Next. You can preload it with your picture, your bio, your email address, whatever you like. You put your company logo in it, and you hit the Publish button. And what it builds here in a matter of seconds used to take programmers all day long. So it's an incredible, powerful program. And there's what I just built. This is what it would look like online. Hi, today I want to teach you how to make PowerPoint presentations with audio. It's very simple if you own a good microphone. This is accomplished by using Articulate Presenter from my website called In fact, I'll show you how I use this on my own website. And this will be coming over line, so let's hope the Internet's working. Okay. Here's my sales letter. Watch this presentation now.
Hi. What is the Share Your Presentation?
So there's a presentation explaining what Articulate Presenter is, made in Articulate Presenter. So there's all kinds of sales opportunities. There's all kinds of presentation opportunities. There's all kinds of product creation opportunities. Moving along. I wanted to show you that it works on the web. Okay. Okay, creating video for the web. This is another opportunity that you need to know about. These are the things you need to learn so that you at least do the first steps. The file video formats that you need to concern yourself with on PC are what's called AVI videos, MPEG 2 and 4. MPEG 2 is an older format. MPEG 4 is a new format. And there's a reason why you're going to want to know about MPEG 4 here in a little bit later in the presentation. So just know these are things you need to know. WMV is going to be for something that we see a future for called Zencasting. This will be the ability to push video content that you create to mobile video playback devices. It looks like there's going to be the ability, Samsung just came out with a cell phone that will play WMV files. So there's the opportunity that if you could create video content, that you could actually push it to people's cell phones and they could view your content, your training, whatever, on their cell phone. So anyway, Zen WMV, these are the things. And all these formats are easily made in Sony Movie Studio software. Now, I'm going to demonstrate to this. I'm going to show you what I've been doing and how it works. And then the other piece of the puzzle is that if you want to put video on your websites, now there's a difference. Hopefully you understand the difference between screen capture video is capturing the screen of your computer, like what Brett did this morning. But this is video. This is shot with a camcorder, a webcam, and the better the camera, the better the image and the better the more professional it's going to look on the web. So, but you can do it with a webcam. But when you have an FLV, which is flash video format software, you can take these other formats and make it compatible on the web. And we're going to show you how that works. And then, of course, another option, Armin has a product called Instant Video Generator. If you don't know about that, you'll want to take a look at that site. Now, the basics for video editing, making your own web infomercials to sell products or services. I'm doing this, and I can't get them done fast enough because I can tell you from case study of true experiences, I drive traffic to my website. They watch an infomercial that I've created as opposed to reading my sales letter, and I get conversion. Or lots of times people will say, I'm interested in something. They found me from another website, and I can direct them to a video that I know is, and I know where it is, and I actually have had closed sales because I would be on the phone with somebody buying a high-ticket item. You don't probably want to do this for a $29 ebook, but I mean, most of my products are $1,000 plus U.S. And the fact that they can sit there and watch me demonstrate a high-ticket item or explain to them, I've closed sales already as a knowing that those videos exist. So building web infomercials to help sell products or services, the ability to build trust and relationships with first-time visitors. When they come on and hear that you're a real person and see that you're a real person and see that you have an expertise, that's going to build trust because everybody is suspect on the Internet. When they come to your website, immediately they wonder if you're real. Video and audio is going to help build that real trust. I've actually had people buy from me because they said, you sound like an honest guy. Well, hey, works for me. And I am, but, what if I put in text, I am an honest guy. Do you believe it? So you can make product tours, demonstrations. And another big issue is customer support. I have some of the items that I personally sell have a little bit of technical challenges that people have to plug certain wires into certain ports and so forth. So it's a little bit difficult. I'm sure all of your businesses could have customer support issues. So between screen capture videos and full motion camcorder videos, you can create frequently asked questions to help people. Or if you just get on the camera and talk them through your frequently asked questions. I know that Rick Raddatz at Instant Video Generator had 42 questions that were on the top of the list. So he made 42 little videos to explain, and his customer support is automated. He says, please watch these videos first before you call in, and the videos, 9 times out of 10, will answer the questions. So customer support is a big issue. And then, of course, the other issue is that if you learn the process of making video yourself, then you have the opportunity of making DVD content, DVD training, DVD tutorials, selling full motion video as a product. If you can do an audio product, the next aspiration is to start learning the basics of making an audio-visual product and a video product. And DVD is a higher perceived value product. So, this is one of my infomercials online.
The webcam package from Internet Video Guy contains a creative webcam, Sony Vegas movie studio software, an Audio-Technica lavalier microphone, an FLV file conversion software needed to make web marketing messages and web page infomercials, proven techniques that can increase sales at your website. By connecting the webcam to the USB port and the microphone to the microphone input of the computer, and then capturing that sound and video in Sony Vegas Movie Studio software, you can easily edit and create web intros, customer support videos, and product infomercials like the one you are now watching for your website. But if you want to get started using video on the web, this package will get you started inexpensively to understand the concept of creating and editing powerful internet video.
That's a format that has been working for me, explaining my products, showing each little step of how it works, and then my purchase button in Autopilot Riches is right below my video. So it's a call to action. This is an old infomercial technique that, you know, call now, caller 800, operator standing by. It's the same thing. You can do this very inexpensively if you have the equipment and start thinking along these terms of creating infomercials. Let me show you, I want to show you the website in a moment, but let me show you just one more of my Here's another infomercial on the same website.
The camcorder package from Internet Video Guy contains a Sony FireWire camcorder, Sony Vegas Movie Studio software, Sony SoundForge recording software, and a Plantronics headset microphone for voiceovers to video shots, and an FLV file conversion software needed to make web marketing messages and web page infomercials, proven techniques that can increase sales at your website. By connecting the camcorder to a FireWire IEEE port of your computer, a requirement for this system, you can then capture your image and sound with the camera's microphone. And in Sony Vegas Movie Studio software, you can easily edit and create web intros, customer support videos, and product infomercials like the one you are now watching for your websites. This package is better quality than using a webcam, as the camcorder can capture a clearer image and good quality sound. By using post-production techniques of editing tripod shots and handheld video shots, and editing narration under video, or adding music or overlay of text, and backgrounds and video effects, you can easily and affordably get started in creating powerful internet video and short DVD content.
So, how big of a sales letter would that have taken to get all that content? Now, let me show you that in real life. I drive traffic, which I'm sure people will be talking about pay-per-click as the weekend goes on. I send pay-per-click traffic to my website, Internet Audio Guy. Or, no, this is Internet Video Guy. I apologize. You guys are so quiet and attentive. I'm not used to that. Those are rude Americans. Hey, you want to go get a beer? And a fat guy ain't shut up yet. So here's the approach. Now, I didn't show the third one. But, you know, I drive traffic to this. I've got a headline here. And these online videos will make you a believer. Watch them before you leave. A call to action. I've got them in 56K here on the homepage, ready to play. You see, it plays pretty quick on 56K. But I try to get people to, hey, if you've got DS or cable, go to here. So let's, here's the same video that I just showed you. Takes a second on broadband, but once it buffers.
The camcorder package from Internet Video Guy contains a Sony FireWire.
You know, so there's the sales page. And click here to buy, and a little bit more text. And, you know, it's working for me. I'm doing this with all my websites because I have these type of products. They're physical products, and they seem a little bit intimidating. But you can do this yourself if you have a camcorder and some editing. So I want to do right now is I'm going to show you how I make an infomercial and the process to make a web infomercial. Because I think if you start learning to edit and create video, there's some real exciting other reasons to start small and simple. Okay, so when you do an infomercial, you have to, you know, you just don't start writing something. I mean, start shooting, you know, go out with my camera and go, well, here I am, I'm ready to start shooting video. You really need to think it through. And I take a word template. This is kind of back from my advertising days when I work with ad agencies. This is called a split storyboard script. And basically what I'm doing is I'm creating, I start with my narration first. It's almost, you know, that's why listening to Brett about copywriting is going to be so valuable for this. Because what you need to do is you need to write compelling copy. Now, this is a product that I'm starting to sell and I'm working on right now for another project. But it's about MP3 players, Creative Movo MP3 players. So I wrote this narration. May we present to you the Creative Movo MP3 player. Once I get all my audio written, and also one of the things I recommend is it's easier to record audio with your microphone and edit it and get it timed perfectly and then shoot pictures with your camera. Don't use the sound of your camcorder. Just shoot pictures of inanimate objects or crowd scenes or outside or tours or homes or rooms. There's a lot of things that you can do with an infomercial that don't involve doing what's called lip sync audio, where you're having to have somebody's lips synchronizing with the camera. That's a little harder, but you can start out with this. This gives you the opportunity to learn the editing process. So once I've got my audio portion done, then that inspires me to think of what I want to shoot. So picture of the product zooming in. CG comes back from my old television days. That means character generator. That just means I'm putting bullet points. One of the things that's exciting about making web infomercials is you've got four opportunities to capture people's senses. You've got motion video, you've got audio, you've got sound effects and music, and then you've got bullet points. So in other words, if you look, the best place to study is watch infomercials. They use all of those elements to attack your senses and convince you to do that call to action. And the call to action that we all want is give me your credit card number. That's what they do, and that's what you can do. You're building a trust, you're building a relationship with this video. They see that it's real, they see that it works, and then you can say, once you've got them convinced, hopefully in a very short amount of time, they can be there and click and buy. So starting with this script, this is how I put this particular infomercial together. And it all starts with putting a good script together. So, this is Sony Movie Maker. Vegas Movie Maker. There's plenty of great software out there that does it. This software costs $99 US. There's programs out there that cost thousands of dollars that are incredible. But they're overkill for the newbie. That's why I think this is a great opportunity for a new person starting out just to understand this process. Okay. So like I said, I start with my voiceover only. And in Movie Maker, it allows me to import that audio into the program so I can sit here and listen to it.
May we present to you the Creative Movo MP3 player. Now a great affordable solution to listen to music, podcasts, and all types of downloadable MP3 audio. Once you plug your Movo into your computer...
Now, once I've got my narration, which I recorded with my good microphone, done first, then I go, well, I got to go get these pictures. So I have a little tripod for my camera, and I also do things with holding the camera, try to get it as steady as possible. But I take my time shooting those shots. Then I can lay those pictures in this software over top of... over top of the narration. And one of the things that's great, see how you can move video around? You just have the ability... Now I just messed that up, so I'm gonna. But I have the ability to dump in through the FireWire of my computer. One of the things that's really good to have is a computer that has FireWire. That is a port like USB on your computer because camcorders and computers talk really well between those two ports. But you know, I dump the footage in. I also recommend getting cheap talent. Like here is those are my wife's hands because I don't have to pay her. Well, I do pay her a lot. But I don't have to hire a talent, you know, I don't have to pay extra. So, and here's another shot of her, let's see here. There, she's plugging in. So I just took little video vignette pictures of what it was like, all dictated by my script.
May we present to you the Creative Muvo MP3 player. Now a great affordable solution to listen to music, podcasts, and all types of downloadable MP3 audio. Once you plug your Muvo into your computer's USB port, you are connected to a world of sound to walk, jog, or drive away with when and where you want to hear it. Click on the link below right...
Okay. Now, that took my shots from my script and my narration and layered them very easily by just clicking and dragging clips over to the timeline. I'll show you the timeline here. I mean, all you to do the effect called a dissolve, you just ram the two video clips into each other and it automatically builds dissolves. You see this area right here? A dissolve is where the two images fade in and out of each other.
Now a great affordable solution to... Now a great affordable solution to listen to music...
Oh, I'm sorry, I did an effect there. But there's literally thousands of things you can play with. You can get lost in this program having fun with it. So the next thing I recommend for an infomercial is being able to put text over top of it. So you have the ability to create text files over top. And here's one right here. And in my script, I said, you know, the Creative Muvo, that's where I typed in this text. So I can, over and synchronized to my audio, I can lay a text field. So I'll let you see what that looks like.
May we present to you the Creative Muvo MP3 player. Now a great affordable solution to listen to music, podcasts, and...
Then, of course, me, the Muzo in me, as they say in Australia, I couldn't stand not putting music under this. So here is the final thing with music.
May we present to you the Creative Muvo MP3 player.
Oops, got a typo in it. Oh, well, we'll leave the typo in.
May we present to you the Creative Muvo MP3 player. Now a great affordable solution to listen to music, podcasts, and all types of downloadable MP3 audio. Once you plug your Muvo into your computer's USB port, you are connected to a world of sound to walk, jog, or drive away with when and where you want to hear it. Click on the link below right now to order your very own Creative Muvo.
So, does everybody see that process? You think you can do this? I think you can. I know you can. And here to show you proof that once I got it done, all I need to do now is I want to start sending traffic. And there's so many different products that I want to build on with this. But here's to show you what it looks like online. This is, I think, the easiest path to get used to editing video. This is one of my websites that I'm going to be pushing on. And there's the little piece I just showed you, how it's made.
May we present to you the Creative Muvo MP3 player. Now a great affordable solution to listen to music, podcasts, and all types of downloadable MP3 audio. Once you plug your Muvo into your computer's USB port, you are connected to a world of sound to walk, jog, or drive away with when and where you want to hear it. Click on the link below right now to order your very own Creative Muvo.
Where'd the page go? There we go. Thank goodness. All right. So anyway, that's an opportunity to get started at thinking of creating video content for your website. Now, if you start with the simple way, then you can bridge into more effective things, such as doing interviews and on-camera products where you're setting, I know Jenny Armato has created a whole DVD course back there that where she hired a crew to come in with cameras and she interviewed a lot of experts and they had to have two microphones and they had to have a camera operator. And so it started getting a little more complicated. But these are things that you can take your time and easily do by yourself to sell products on your website. And then when you start getting comfortable with the editing process, then you can hopefully get to the point where you can make DVD content yourself. Because the same program that makes these video files will allow you to create the DVD content that can be sold later. Now, I say now a lot, don't I? This is why I think it's imperative for internet marketers. This is supposed to be a learning experience, so I want you to know about why it's so imperative to know about video creation. This was launched about 3 weeks ago from Google, and this is how
important they think video content is. This is called the web address is HTTP. Well, I got it here where you can see it better in just a second. What they're going to allow anyone in the world to do is if you can create video content that people will pay for, what they're going to do is they're going to, for free, allow you to sell that video content as downloads or pay-per-view within their system, all searchable. They want to be the number one world searchable database of video content. That means that if you have a DVD, if you have a 30-minute video clip on how to make the best English tea, and somebody searches English tea, they have the opportunity to buy pay-per-view and you make money from watching your video or download it. That's why the MPEG-4 format is so important for you to understand how to make that. If you can make the content... Yes, sir? Your mic's not working. What'd you say? Okay, I'll get into it as much as I can. Google is going to store video content in the MPEG-4 format for you for free. They will allow you to index it with keywords. This is very important. And the fact that it can be indexed with keywords means that it will be searchable. So the example, if you had the best teas of England video, and you put in all the different types of teas, and somebody searched that in Google, there's the ability for your video to come up, and then they will play it securely, pay-per-view, for money, and pay you. They will collect the money, and they will also do all the back end. It's for free. You can sign up today for free to be in the beta, and when this launches in the next few weeks, if you have video content in the MPEG format, they have the ability to upload it to their system, and it'll be searchable, and you can make money from making video content. So, I mean, there's some steps here. You have to start learning and thinking about making video content. But if you drive people to a website and say, would you like to buy my video series, you can do this through their system. Does that make it clear enough?
So, our attendees can go away and make a video.
Yes.
Let's say on golf. Golf tips this week.
Yes.
They upload it to Google.
Right.
And Google will pay them every time someone clicks to watch the video.
They will store it, securely deliver it as a download, or do it pay-per-view. You set the price, and they will send you a check just like they send checks for people that do AdSense.
And how do they work at how much they're going to pay?
They set the price. Google doesn't care. It's up to you. Your job is to make content people are willing to pay for. Does that make sense? Okay. If you don't know how to make video content, never mind. But I'm doing it. And I want you to know that this is another... this whole Internet Summit is about how to make money online. This is cutting edge. Not a lot of people know about this.
Yeah.
Thank God my friends are always saying, hey, did you see this? No. Whoa. This is a huge opportunity. So I want you to know, my obligation to you is to let you know why you need to learn to make video. Guess what? Yahoo's got their own version of it coming out. And dave.tv.com is another opportunity. You could put your video content on all three systems and collect money if you drive traffic to it, or if they get you traffic. The power of Google seems to be the most powerful, so just pay attention to what they're doing. But if you go, here's the URL, https, you have to do the secure, upload.video.google.com. Yes, sir?
Sorry, just a quickie. Did you say we set the price or Google set the price?
No, you set the price. If you set it too high and nobody buys it, Google doesn't care. But what if you're able to get $2 of viewing on a video you make once, and you got 100 videos up there earning you $2 a day? Not bad. You got to make content people are willing to pay for, and you got to know how to make content. I'm just telling you reasons why you might want to learn to make content in this format. Okay. Another opportunity to build relationships, to make money. How many people know what podcasting is? Okay. That's good. And also, that's why we got a challenge here. We got to tell the world that it's wonderful. It's amazing. I've already gotten great things to happen because I took a very little effort. Here's what podcasting is. It's audio and video blogging. If you don't know what blogging is, hopefully more people, Stephen Pearson and some other people, may recover that. But it's the ability for people to subscribe to what you create, and it automatically, it's what's RSS is called Real Simple Syndication. It's an internet technology that lets people subscribe to your content, and it gets pushed without them doing a thing to a mobile playback device or their computer. It doesn't have to be a mobile device. It can be their computer. But when I subscribe to MP3 audio or WM video content, it gets pushed to this unit. I can disconnect it from my computer, and I can consume what you created away from my computer. The failure of internet radio to me is the fact that people don't like sitting at a computer for long periods of time to listen to audio. That's the failure of it. It's like, oh, geez. And lots of times people, and especially if you learned this weekend a lot about teleseminars. Teleseminars is a huge way to build relationships and sell. You know, Armin, we all do teleseminars to make money. That's an audio content that we turn into an audio product, but we're actually selling the teleseminar. But however, it's like I heard Armin this morning say, well, I'm going to schedule it at a time that people are going to feel like being there. Because you know what? Even though it's 9 o'clock here, it's, you know, not a good time for us. Vice versa. So this is a solution that you can create audio content such as a teleseminar and give people the option for literally nothing to push it to their mobile device, take that content and consume it elsewhere, consume it in their car, consume it while they're walking, jogging, or exercising like I should and don't. Internet radio on demand. Maybe that's another way to make it clear. If you create audio content, that's internet radio, but it's on demand. Do you have TiVo in the UK?
Yes.
Okay. It's like TiVo. That's one of my points here in a second. I didn't want to say TiVo, and you go, what's that? Portable internet audio video is basically what it is. It's a use of auto, when I mean mobile, being in your car, downtime for learning. I think there's a great opportunity there that's totally missed by not understanding podcasting. And in the U.S., it's been described as TiVo for radio that anyone can learn to create. A radio station sits here to the world on this desk. All I got to do is get people to know I exist. That's called traffic generation. That's called internet marketing. That's called that. But the ability to create a radio show that people like, the fellow that created it was named Adam. His name is Adam Curry. He was a DJ with VH1. He lives in Guilford, wherever Guilford is. I listen to his show, and he's always talking, I live in Guilford. Well, okay, that's great. Okay, so I'll send him an email. Say, it's not great. Somebody knows. But at any rate, he's got thousands and thousands of delicious. He's building. If this is a phenomenon that we as marketers, if we get smart with it, have opportunities. Case study with me. I started doing a podcasting on the way I see people can make money with podcasting. We're not a very popular subject with the diehard podcasters because they're all about, it should be free, man. We hate the capitalists. Well, okay, hate me. That's all right. I like eating, obviously. We started doing a podcast with a JV partner of mine named Paul Colligan, and we've just basically been talking about how we see the potential making this a business model. And, here's some of the stats about it. And I was going to, the one thing I was going to tell you about our podcast is I'm amazed how many people have now come up to me or emailed me and said, I love your podcast. I want to do business with you. One particular software company contacted me and says, look at the software we developed, this joint venture, because you see our vision. I mean, we spent an hour one afternoon talking on the phone what we believed and set it up as a subscribing podcast. And people all over the world have listened to it, and it's resulted in business. Now, here are the stats. 1 in 10 Americans right now own an MP3 player, 22 million. 29% of Americans over the age 18 with iPods and other MP3 players. And one of the big things that made news a couple of weeks ago, Paris Hilton started her podcast. So, I mean, it's getting pretty big. Al Franken's been doing it for quite some time. Here's my ideas. Create a following of listeners that convert to customers over time. It's about the relationship building. I've already had, in less than 6 months of doing six podcasts, six 15-minute podcasts that are still up on the internet, people listen in their cars, listen on their iPods, and then all of a sudden they go, I like what he has to say. I want to do business with him. You can train, educate, and entertain while building a subscriber list. Then there is the opportunity to have what we call audio banner ads, like radio does. You can put ads in your podcasts about your websites. You know, today we're talking about Screen Cam Generator, and boy, I tell you, what a great product. Don't you think so, Armin? Oh, yeah, I think it's a great product. You know, where could you get that? I mean, you can refer to products. You can review products. Jim Edwards has been a master at this. He will do audio reviews of products that he's an affiliate for. So there's all kinds of opportunities. Then a vision that I have and that I'm working very hard on is selling subscription audio content that can be fulfilled automatically to the consumer's portable device, such as teleseminar replays, custom shows, interviews, or coaching programs. The fact that people don't like being tethered to the computer to consume this audio, this is a solution that says, okay, if you don't want to listen when we have the seminar in Australia, even though it's 3 a.m. for you, you can hook up your iPod, and when you wake up in the morning, you can listen to it as you drive to work or go to your boat to go fishing, whatever you choose. So what we're going to do here is I want to teach you about a podcast sweeper. I want to create some show content, and I'm going to podcast it to my iPod. Everybody want to see how that's done? All right. How am I doing on time, Brett? I want to make sure I'm pacing myself well. Huh? I'm in good shape. Okay, sweeper is a term from the radio. I don't know if it's a UK term, but in America it means the transitions between talk radio or records. It's like the little attention-getting sound clips that people do on radio, and it makes you sound more professional. So I'll show you how we make a sweeper here. Usually it's attention-getting music. So that's just one, just goofy, but they're fun. So what you do is you take SoundForge. I just wanting to wiggle my mouse a little bit. Okay. Coming to you live from the UK and Heathrow Airport, home of where the Beatles left 41 years ago, it's the World Internet Summit Podcast 2005. Do it today. Coming to you live from the UK and Heathrow Airport, home of where the Beatles live. Then, that's my announcer goofy voice. I'll put a little effect on it for fun here. These are things you can learn later, but we'll do it because it's fun. I like putting a heavy chorus on it. That's a neat effect. There's thousands of effects and sound forwards that we used to pay thousands of dollars for years ago in the studio. It's the World Internet Summit. Coming to you live from the UK. So now that is my intro. Hey, Brett, you want to be a guinea pig again? We did this in Australia, and it was pretty stupid. So we'll do it again.
See, when you want stupid stuff, you call on me, hey, Mike.
Oh, Brett. Yeah, that's right. You get over here close to the microphone. Okay, this is the sweeper. Then we get here, and Brett and I are in the studio or in our home or his, campground or wherever we want to be. Hey, welcome to the podcast today, and I'm here with Brett McFaul. Brett, what is the subject we're going to discuss today?
Mike, I am so hot for you.
You make me sick. Now edit that out. You're so hot for me. Man, that threw me. Leave it to a copywriter. Okay, we'll see editing.
I am so hot for you.
Okay, that's where we're going to pick up. We're going to pick up there. Oh, really? Isn't that special? In what way, big boy?
Big's the word, Mike. Come on, Mike. Come on.
We're not drunk alone, are we? We got people here listening, right? There could be children in the crowd, right? That's enough of a podcast right there. This is being recorded, by the way. You're going to charge money for this. James, you can edit that, can't you? No, I don't know.
Is my work done here?
It's a better show than last time.
No, please.
Man, that was a good one there, Brett. That was a dang on good one.
I don't think I've had anyone in my life ever say that to me. Ever. And Brett had to be the first one. Oh, boy, that threw me for a loop. Okay, podcast demo. Yeah, I knew that. I was just testing you all. You know, y'all good. Okay, there's my sweeper voice. I lay that over top of the music here. So we can listen to that a little bit.
Coming to you live from the UK at Heathrow Airport, home of where the Beatles left 41 years ago, is the World Internet Summit Podcast 2005.
Then we add the wonderful content we created.
Coming to you live from the UK at Heathrow Airport, home of where the Beatles left 41 years ago, is the World Internet Summit Podcast 2005.
Hey, welcome to the podcast today, and I'm here with Brett McFaul. Brett, what is the subject we're going to discuss today?
Mike, I am so hot for you.
Oh, really? You know, you'll pay for that one, buddy. Because guess whose hard drive that is on? Not yours, buddy. Looking good here. Okay, so now there's my... That could be a 15-minute show. That could be whatever I want it to be. So I convert it to MP3. I'm going to call this Show 1. I'm going to put it at a resolution here that's good for podcasting. Alrighty. Now, that was the making of the show. That it used a microphone, it used music, it made a sweeper. So the next thing you need to do is you have to understand, and these are things that you can learn, and there's training out there. We'll talk about that later. But you have to take that MP3 audio file that I just made, and you have to put it on a web server somewhere on the Internet. It can be anywhere. This is connecting to my website, and I go... the folder where that MP3 is sitting, and I send up Show 1 to the MP3. Now, the second piece of making podcasting is you have to make what's called an RSS feed. Now, at podcastingforbusinesses.com, I give away for free this piece of software called Podcast RSS Builder. So the link will be... This is how you make a podcast feed. WorldInternetSummit.com. Well, the title, yeah, that's fine. And www.world. Just fill out the blanks in this software. Forget the typos. Description, not good. How many shows? One. Title of the show, Brett Comes Out. The address of the show is where I put it. I put it at internetaudioguy.com/show1.mp3. Okay. Then I hit done. And then I have to collect the size, and this little piece of software, if the file is where it needs to be, those numbers pop up there. And immediately, there becomes that geeky code is a podcast feed. Now, that's one of many ways of doing it, but that's how easy it is. And what you do is you save that as your show. Like, I would call it the WIS podcast is what I'll call this feed. Okay? Now, I have to upload that little feed. Now, I'm running out a little bit of time here, so I'm going to have to move pretty quickly because I've got a couple of other things finished. I upload that little code that I just created to my server. Now, that show, that wonderful show we just did, is available to the world. I'm thrilled. Thank God nobody knows where it is. And it'll be gone in a little while, too. Wouldn't you like to know? Then, in blogging, there's a thing called aggregators. An aggregator is the way people subscribe to your podcast. So, to subscribe to this podcast, we put in the URL, http://www.internetaudioguy.com/wispodcast.xml. That's what you put on your website and say, copy and paste that into the, and give a link to the ipodder.org is where the aggregator software is free. Now, I have just subscribed to that podcast, the one we just created, and I tell it to check it. And you can see there, it's going to get it. There it sees it says, Brett comes out. And I'm forcing it to download it. And there it went. It does this while you sleep. You do use the scheduler. And then now that podcast is already in my iTunes. If I was to hook up my iPod, that wonderful show that we just did would be on my iPod while I slept. Does everybody understand that process? I can't spend a whole lot more time on this because I'm running out of time. But believe me, that's all there is to it. You make the content, you make the RSS feed, and you teach your receivers how to consume it with their MP3 devices. So lots of people are getting it, and we're putting up as much information to teach people how to receive podcasts and how to make them. So with the fact that I've got to keep moving on here, I could play it back. Everybody believe me that it gets here? Okay, I don't want to go through that. So that's podcasting. Now, this is some more proof. It's made USA Today, Radio to the MP3 Degree. Podcasting is all over the dial. Tired of TiVo, Beyond Blogs, podcasts are here. It's been making all kinds of news. And the number of MP3 players, I don't have any UK stats, but they figure 45 million players by 2008 in just the U.S. alone. And you want to know about premium podcasts. This is a joint venture of Alex Mandozian and myself. This is the ability for you to sell pay-per-listen podcasts. Nobody's doing this. If you create content worth subscribing to, if you remember premiumpodcast.com, there will be videos there and the ability that if you learn to create this kind of content, you can sell it to your subscribers. So this is a little, you know, cutting-edge stuff, but it's an opportunity to make money with audio content. This is what it boils down to, is subscription-based. One podcast per person that you can turn off or on at any point. One net distributes the content and finds you new markets. We're setting up a system that as we get more premium podcasters, that affiliates can sell for each other. So you could have affiliates selling your podcasts. So if you expect for to charge for your content, you better sound and look like you're worth it. That's our recommendation. This is all new stuff. These are all opportunities. We're plowing ahead with it, but it looks exciting and all indicators. This didn't exist last August. This all was invented in August of last year. And just to give you the stats, over 10,000 podcasts have cropped up worldwide. But when you think worldwide, that's not much. And about 9,000 of them are pathetic. So there's an opportunity for people to really take hold of this and figure out how to build relationships and make money. So, I don't want to disappoint you. Didn't you expect that I would have an offer? Of course. Well, I've tried to show you that on a little table like this, you can create content that will make you money. Does everybody feel like that's a possibility with what's said on this table? I hope so. Here's the audio bundle that pretty much I demonstrated most everything. This microphone, this unit right here, and SoundForge, I call at my website and I sell every day for $6.95, the bronze recording package. This makes you be a professional podcaster, a professional sounding voice. It lets you create audio products. I have another product called, I'm having a teleclass in June after I finish traveling and see how many people that are going to attend the class. Several have already signed up, but I have this audio production teleclass that's going to be sold for $9.97 where we're going to have homework and I'm going to create Camtasia after Camtasia based on your questions so that anything, obviously I couldn't cover everything. I tried to cover as much as I could, but that teleclass is going to be the ability between my membership website, Camtasia videos, the very products I showed you, or screen cam videos, teach you the things to help you be a production person in audio. Front and back music is another product of mine that lets you very easily put music on the front and back. 100 clips of royalty-free music. The mixing software that we made the podcast in, that's called Mixcraft. The sweeper templates is a new product where I'm going to build all kinds of royalty-free podcast sweepers that allow you to make audio ads. You get a year of premium podcasts so that when you're ready to start selling your podcast, you have the ability to have that service for a year. You get a year's membership to my membership website, which is Learn Audio Software. This DVD home study course will be done in about 2 weeks, but we're pre-selling it. It's going to be the web infomercial concept. And then I have another piece of software I didn't even demo today, but it's how you can make an audio. It's called Audio Compiler. It's an audio ebook software that allows you to turn your MP3 files into a CD-ROM audio ebook. But that's not all. Oh, no.
Ooh la la, just think of the products you can create with me and all of this training and the software.
That little guy. Then here's my video solution. The Sony Movie Maker software, the creative webcam, so that if you have a webcam, don't have a webcam, at least this is, you could use it for that. You could start creating web infomercials with it. However, if you got a camcorder, it'll be better. The FLV video conversion software that turns the video into web pages. How much is that? I got three more minutes? Okay. I forgot to show that because I had a joke that I wanted to show everybody. Plus, it'll be fun. This is the software that turns video into web pages. What you do is when you shoot a video, you tell it to take that video that I shot with my camera and convert it to FLV, which is the flash format. You hit start encoding. This is how fast. This went from the camcorder to my computer to an AVI file. If you remember, those are the formats. And then from AVI, I'm converting it to web page ready. It's telling me it's encoding it now. It's done. And then I pick my player. I'm going to use the rounded player because I like that one. And I generate my web page. There's my affiliate link. And this is something I shot for you before I left home.
Good afternoon, World Internet Summit. Paul McCartney here, and I want to carry on with an old Beatles song. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true.
Anyway, that's how fast you can turn video. And that was done. That's the FLV conversion software. That was Sony Movie Maker with a webcam, you know, and a dummy with his 65 Hofner bass, and the FLV software, the web infomercial home study course. And then we have a pro video system that we're going to give a $1,000 coupon for if you ever decide to upgrade to some really pro equipment. This is a pro editor that I recommend, and it's the easiest one out there. So a lot of the internet marketers, Armin, several of my other buddies have all used this and made money as shooting seminars with it. And then I have a weekend boot camp in America. I put this in just as the value. If you ever want to come to Atlanta and spend 3 days one-on-one in our boot camp called the Instant Expert System at instantexpertsystem.com, if you get this package, you'll have a $1,000 coupon to ever attend that workshop if you ever come to the U.S. for that. So,
Wee wee. Your audio will sound so good with a video too.
So, total value for all of this stuff, $59.90. This is U.S. So, was it like $3 pounds? I don't know. Yeah. This weekend only, $32.97 gives you everything. And I thought that was cool.
Now, this is what I call a laissez-le bon ton rouler offer. So, go by now wishing you successful recording.
Well, it's become a tradition with me to end with a Beatles song. So I always end with a Beatles song. I thank you so much for your attention. I hope you learned something you didn't know about multimedia, audio, and video. That was my intent to come to the UK to share that with you. What, Martin? Say hello? Okay. Don't deduct this from my time.
Hello. Hi, I'm Martin Wales. I've been at the back here. I'm the director of Entrepreneur Magazine Radio, and I do internet radio, and I was doing internet radio maybe a year and a half ago. It cost $10,000 to $20,000 to do broadcast quality internet radio. However, Mike Stewart can help you do that for much, much less. You can be on the internet doing a radio show. I've had people within weeks have million-member sites call them to provide internet radio content for them. So they're driving traffic to their websites using audio marketing that Mike Stewart does. So I don't hesitate to tell you that is a super, super deal.
Thank you so much. I didn't pay him to do that. He's a good friend and marketer and a customer. All right, well, here's my closing song that takes 2 minutes. And I'm out of here. Thank you. Oh, by the way, we have karaoke that I'm in charge of on Saturday night. And people have fun at this. So just don't think you have to come sing, because between me and Armin, we'll sing all night long. We don't care. So you can just come and have a beer with us, have a beer on them, but don't miss the karaoke on Saturday night. No, you got it.
Oh, yeah, I'll beat you audio. I'll beat you video, too. Multimedia, so simple to do. So let me hold your hand. So let me hold your hand. And if you meet me at the back of the room, I'll just watch this take to get it real soon. I'll help you sell all.